Last time on Brothel D&D.
I'm going to disguise myself as a gnome barbarian.
Because I look like a fucking leper.
You fucking ridiculous human being.
Are you an idiot?
Yeah.
Kinda.
He's getting a foot massage, sipping an espresso.
Oh!
Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel.
Find some lodging?
Huh?
You want to find some lodging?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You don't have a deck of many things. You realize that after a while?
That's okay. Not what it was?
That's I'm what I thought it was. Give you a wondrous legendary item?
No, that's what I thought it was.
No.
Like, wait a minute.
No.
Well, what is it?
He didn't make a good roll. I'm just making sure he knows it's not a deck of many things. Apparently, I need to go get a deck of cards, too. Cool. That'll be fun. You guys are able to find lodging. Is there anything specific that you would like to do, or can we fast forward a little bit?
No, let's fast forward a bit.
How far would you like to fast forward?
At least a day, so I can put my hat on.
Yeah, you realize when you wake up in the morning from the inn that when you put your hat on, it just sort of clicks with you. Like, before you were just like, this is a stupid freaking hat. And then now, as you start to put it on, you get like this sort of humming, vibrating sensation. You cast spells, so it's that same sort of unnatural spell feeling. Mm-hmm. And then right as it touches your head, you get like an instantaneous frozen moment in time where you think of an image, and then you see yourself change into that image in the mirror. So you can look like whatever you want to look like.
Right.
Now, your stats don't change.
Okay.
You just look like it. And you can't, I think, you'd have to look at the disguise self spell itself, so you might want to look that up on your app.
I don't actually have
you can, I don't think you can. From what I recall, I looked this up last time because I thought I was going to be able to get you one last time. You can change, but you have to stay within your size. You can't turn into like a dragon.
No,
or
that's
anything.
Not. Yeah. Okay.
And
dude, Mondath naked. Mondath naked.
You can seem 1 foot shorter or taller. You can appear thin, fat, or in between. You can't change your body type. So you must adopt a form that has the same basic arrangement of limbs.
Does that count penises? Like, does he gotta be male?
No. I mean, what it's saying is he can't turn
grow
into
extra legs.
Yeah,
an octopus could, or something, a centaur.
Well, yeah, a centaur would be a good example. I was thinking of like a dragaloth.
So is it just an illusion?
Yeah.
So he doesn't physically change.
No.
So does he detect what he is, or does he see himself?
He knows that the illusion is in place. He sees the illusion.
Okay. What I'm saying, but he wouldn't just like see his normal hand.
No.
He would see whatever he turns into. Okay.
Right. And he's not morphing. It's just it's sort of bending the light and stuff kind of thing.
It's illusion. It's just like the stuff I cast.
Yeah.
Fails to hold up to physical inspection.
So I'll just turn into a human.
Okay. It's
easier to blend in that way, I think.
Yeah. Anyone who detects magic would notice it, and if you take any sort of physical shots, or if the hat gets knocked off,
right.
It pops.
I would stick to an elf.
Why?
Because you have ears, and you can feel them if something hits them. Make it look like your ears, but just a different color.
I would still have those ears. They just can't see it. The illusion.
No, yeah, but if somebody flung something at you, and it hit you here, it would fall, but you would have a regular ear if you looked human. You see what I'm saying? Or if you went thinner and someone went to grab your arm, they would basically be grabbing midair. They wouldn't grab the illusion. They would grab your actual arm.
I see.
So just change your skin and hair color pretty much, and eye color.
I'll just be
a normal little elf.
I mean, you can use it later on to do something crazier, but like I think when we're in the city. Just look like a regular elf of your size and shape.
Yeah, I mean, if you try and, you know, become
just
something.
Just be an elf with an I'm with Harper's t-shirt.
Okay. Now, are we looking for work to make a little extra cash now that I used all my money?
You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to get a deck of cards because I have a feeling Jeff's going to be crazy.
Awesome.
So Lucas's hat works. Jeff, would you like to make another Arcana roll?
16.
It's a deck of illusions.
Okay.
When you pull a card, you assume because of the way he said that you could pull a card at random, that's a little weird to you because deck of illusions don't normally work that way, but you pull a card and whatever you wherever you throw the card, the illusion of that thing will appear.
Okay.
So you grab a card, you throw it out, and then like literally projected from that card will be that illusion. And then metagaming it will be an intelligence check to see whether or not they believe that that thing is real.
Does he know what he's throwing, or is he just throwing something random?
According to what the guy said, he has to throw it at random.
Can I pull the card, see what it is, and decide what to do with it?
Oh, no, it actually... Okay, I wanted to make sure. I thought it was this... When I was instructing you, I couldn't remember if it was this way. The deck, it has to be drawn at random in order for the magic to work.
Okay.
No, but I mean, once he pulls it, can he recognize what he's going to be doing? Or does he not know what's going to happen until it happens?
He doesn't know what happens until it happens. He just goes, oh, and it's X, Y, or Z.
It's a giant eyeball.
Like,
does it just stay where the card is, or does it interact?
It appears real, of the appropriate size, and behaves as if it were a real creature, except that it can do no harm. While you're within 120 feet of the illusory creature and can see it, you can use an action to move it magically anywhere within 30 feet of its card. Any physical interaction with the card reveals to be an illusion because objects pass right through it.
Okay.
So sort of just like your illusions, except you can toss them as playing cards.
Okay.
So did you guys decide whether or not we wanted to fast forward time?
I mean, I want to make some money if I can to work in the delivery or something.
Yeah, can we... I mean, essentially we can just say, can we find a work and then fast forward and be like, we made so much money in this time and then move on? Or...
Yeah,
say,
I mean...
We're not going to make much money working at
delivery. Little bit of money helps.
Somewhere, we can work.
You can. If you offered to work hard for Sullivan, he would let you... I mean, you're mostly strong guys, so he would let you do things. You're going to have a problem with your disguised self doing any sort of hard labor.
I can work the counter.
But I mean, again, like Jeff said, you're not going to make much money. I mean, say you work for 5 days, you're going to earn a couple of silver, maybe? I mean, just because what you guys don't realize is that the amount of money you're throwing around is a lot.
Yeah.
Like it's you're not gonna you're not there's no way you would make probably even a gold piece in a week's time.
Then screw it.
It's up to you.
Never mind.
I mean, we could do it. And
I didn't expect to make 500 back, but I figured maybe a little bit. But I guess not.
Yeah. I mean, a gold piece is considered like a farmer's monthly income, roughly.
If we want to get somebody on with the livery, we could. Keep a better eye out, maybe.
Yeah, could do that.
I don't know. Do we even know what we're looking for?
Essentially.
Not necessarily. I mean, we don't know if this caravan is going to have somebody in it that we recognize, or if we're just going to have to get lucky. I'm assuming we'll be able to recognize somebody, but I don't know.
Any thoughts and plans?
No, I mean, what was the pay for the livery?
Not much, nothing, essentially.
Regular wages.
Yeah, you're going to be earning a silver piece a day, maybe.
Not really worth it. Go try to find this chapter of the Order of the Gauntlet.
Okay.
Be something to do.
It's up to you.
How about Jeff and I hang out at the livery? We can keep an eye out for incoming caravans or whatever. And you guys, if you guys want to do that or explore other things.
All right. Yes. Okay.
That way, if we're going to split up, we leave one person by themselves.
Yeah. Good idea.
Now, do we want to split? Do you want, I mean, it's the Order of the Gauntlet. Do you want to go with me? Because I'll say something stupid up.
This is true.
Well, you and me could just hang out.
Yeah, that's, I don't care. I'll hang out with whoever wants to.
Plus, and now this is metagaming, but the Harpers might approach... These two on their own.
That's why I was trying to keep us separate.
Oh, that's what I figured. I'm sorry. I ruined your master plan, Troy.
That masturbatory plan.
It's whatever you guys want to do. Do we have any reason to go look up the Order of the Gauntlet?
Of course, if I stay with Yaz, he owes me money, so I'd probably be a lot happier with that.
Would we find anything?
I mean, the Order of the Gauntlet is, it would have a presence in Baldur's Gate because of how big it is. I don't know what you're wanting to do.
Yeah,
with them.
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, we got 5 days to kill him. Imagine something's going to happen that's going to give us something to do.
Well, I think we're just going to just skip forward time.
Well, then let's just flash forward.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. At least have some of us at the livery, like,
okay, just so working incognito.
Or just, yeah.
Just generally watching Blackgate.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
do we want to split up and you take two rooms? You take a room at Blackgate, and we'll take a room down by the front gates.
Sure.
So you have a pair of you watching the north exit, mm-hmm. and a pair of you actually in Blackgate. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's make the plan though. Like, if we see them first, we're going to try to get ahead and get up to Blackgate and let you know. We'll probably do it a little slow so we can keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
If we get separated, if you guys see them before we do, and like we haven't contacted you, then we should meet up in our in room. Is that okay?
When?
Whenever this group gets here. I'm looking away from the mic, sorry. Whenever this group gets here, like if me and Lucas haven't gotten to you two up at Blackgate, and you don't see us in the crowd moving towards Blackgate, then, you know, you need to find us.
Say, come find their dead bodies.
How far away is where they're going to be staying compared to Blackgate?
You say it was like an hour?
No.
It's not that bad?
I mean, Blackgate is huge, but it took you guys a while to find Celebons. Now that you know where Celebons is, you know, you got to go down the main road and then a left and then a couple of turns and then past this build, you know. Now that you know it, it's probably... If you were to station yourselves at the north wall, and they were to station themselves at Celebon, you're probably 20 minutes apart at a brisk walk.
Okay. Well, is that okay?
Yeah.
No, we're going to leave you behind.
I just want to make sure we all agree that we have a place to meet up in case we get separated.
So who is at the wall, and who is at...
I'll take Yaz with me.
All right. Okay. I'll just go wherever you're at.
Like I said, I just want to keep... an eye on him. He owes me money. It makes sense.
How nice of an inn are you guys staying in? Are you staying inside the city or are you staying in Blackgate?
Me and Yaz are up in the... We're in the
No, city. I mean at night. I mean, I'm assuming you're not watching... Like, the gates are going to close. You know, Blackgate shuts down in the evenings. So, I mean, you're not going to watch. You're not going to stay... They're not going to stay at Celebon's for 5 straight days.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep. He should just watch the gate.
I just meditate.
What if you do sleep?
He doesn't sleep.
The meditation, I mean, he has to go to a place where it is quiet and close his eyes. It's still functionally sleep. He can't just meditate on the street corner and then get run over by a passing wagon or something.
Fine.
Are you guys going to stay in one general place?
Yeah, we'll stay at our inn.
Okay.
We'll just kind of live there for a couple days.
If we see them and we haven't heard from you, mm-hmm. Look for Albert. Albert 2.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
This one's name is Fred. I can call it a good name.
Okay.
No, this is Nathaniel.
That's terrible.
How about Olivia?
Oh, it's a lady.
It's a lady. Okay.
Olivia.
Olivia. Send your stupid punny owl names.
I thought Nathaniel was pretty good, y'all.
Along with the hashtags no egg or hashtag burn.
Hashtag no egg.
Burn.
All right.
Oh, there's thread falling.
Perception rolls from everybody.
I thought you were just saying burn again, really weird.
7.
22. 15.
Okay.
19.
Can Olivia make one?
Oh, perception. I'm sorry. 19, 21.
I guess it depends. Are you watching? Are you just hanging out at Celebon's with your eyes closed, watching through her entirely?
I don't have to be watching through her.
No, yeah. No, but she would have to. She'll find it and come back to him.
Right, but what is she looking for?
Fetch me intelligence, owl.
Because, I mean, she's just going to see people, period. Like, she wouldn't know to look for anybody. Can't assign your intelligence to the bird.
Large caravans coming into the city.
Who?
Coming into Blackgate.
I had 21.
You got it. But where are you?
With him. So where are we?
Yeah, me and him. We got. He's 21. I got 22.
Where are you?
We're in our inn.
Okay, so you're up by the gate. Okay, so you guys sort of hang out on the street corner and just sort of watch people go back and forth.
Hey, and for the record, in these past couple days, we've established a, you know, circuitous route so that they wouldn't see us running to running to the stable. Delivery.
You both recognize someone dressed very differently from the last time you saw this woman. But you both recognize Mondath in a group of people moving through town. You also notice that there is a, in this group, she happens to be very close to a litter with the curtains all covered up, but, the perception rolls were so high, you see a black half-dragon hand pull, you know, it bounces and kind of opens, and you see a black half-dragon hand pull the, cheesecloth back.
Nice. What was the half-black dragon's name?
Resmir.
Resmir, thank you.
Trent Resmir. And you see them heading north out of town towards Blackgate.
Okay, so... So
let's go to Blackgate and let them know what's going on.
Let's go let them know.
So we take our circuitous... Is that even a real word?
Circuitous.
Circuitous. Circuitous.
Circular.
Sounds made up.
Roundabout.
It's like a carousel. You get on the horse, put in a quarter, go up and down, round and
around. Or safe road.
Okay.
To find these two guys.
Okay.
And they're shoveling in the muck stable.
We're not working. We're just
chilling.
Everybody re-roll a perception check. Or everybody roll a perception check.
Ha! I got a 26.
We haven't. Or 24. This time?
24.
20.
Nah, it's all right.
20.
13.
18.
So, Yaz and Xander and Zebul, you all notice someone leaving. As you run up and you're like, hey, I think they're in town, you notice a man leaving, having just met with Celebon, and he didn't strike you when he first came in, but now that you look at him, you realize you saw him as part of the raid on Greenest, and you see him leave out past you and disappear in, you know, the streets of Blackgate.
All right, I approach Celebon. I've told these fellas that we saw Mondath, we saw Resmir.
Yeah.
We'll assume is Resmir.
Right. Now, we don't tell Celebon that, but, you know.
No. Yeah. Okay, sir, the Celebon, the gentleman you just spoke to is one of the people we're looking for.
Oh, yes, he's running about, trying to remember if I have an exact number. I think it's six. He's running about six caravans from me, yeah.
Great. And you have a good relationship with him. We're going to be able to hopefully get on.
You would, if you want to get hired on by him, you'd have to talk to him specifically. Otherwise, they're going out with the caravan in about 2 days.
Okay. Well, what I mean, you said we could name drop if that was all
right. Right. And okay. He gives you the list of a number of names of other merchants who will be leaving in that caravan over the next, or, you know, in 2 days.
Okay.
So they sort of, you know, they arrive and then they all sort of wait until there are enough of them that it seems safe to move forward.
Great. Thank you so much for your assistance, Mr. Celebon.
Yep.
Anybody you could recommend that we should try and get hired on with?
There are a couple of high-profile people. If you want to be personal bodyguards, that would be a little challenging. Otherwise, if you just talk to some of the Teamsters, at least for you gentlemen, did you tell them that you were disguising yourself? Have you identified yourself as your new self?
Sure.
Okay, I'm just curious. You gentlemen are, you know, could easily get on as sellswords. You're going to have a little bit more trouble selling yourself as a sellsword, but I suppose it's possible. I mean, you're an adventurer. Clearly, you have some sort of talent.
You could maybe, gnomes are known for their, aren't they known for figuring numbers? Like, couldn't you maybe get on selling, like, working books for somebody?
That's probably the mountain gnomes. Tinkers.
Yeah. What kind of gnome are you?
Forest.
Forest gnome. Can you pretend to be a mountain gnome? You're a fucking charlatan!
I probably could.
I'm just palanquin. Spitballing ideas here.
That was the word I was looking for. Not
what's palanquin mean?
The same that the people carry you and you're in a little.
Oh, okay, thing cool.
And it's
cool,
got
cool.
Curtains and stuff.
Yeah, because the litter's more like you're dragging it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you carry it between two people, like for an injured person.
Did you just fart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Elf farts. Let me see. There are merchants that he knows that would be going out.
Any of these merchants friendly with the Brothers of the Order of the Gauntlet?
Good catch. I'm
gonna erase that brother.
Yeah, I was gonna erase.
Just let me erase that.
He knows some of the Teamsters, and he knows some of the merchants going out. What in particular are you looking for?
Oh, no, just a friendly face.
No one.
That, you know, would know Onthar as well, maybe?
No, not that he knows of.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Somebody who's not a dick.
These are teamsters.
Hey, did we establish that that was a crossroads demon? I heard you guys talking while I was pooping.
No.
No, we were just discussing what a crossroads demon is.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Just checking. Do you want to get hired on as bodyguards, or do you want to...
It'd be much more challenging to get hired on as bodyguard. Not impossible.
I mean, let's find a merchant with heavy loads, maybe a wine cellar, maybe a...
Celebon directs you down to, if you just want to get hired on as a guard, that there's kind of a place where all the merchants are pooling their stuff and getting the carts or getting the wagons ready. You could easily just go down there and say, hey, you guys need some help.
Does it cost a bunch of money for someone to join onto the caravan?
Not a bunch of money. It wouldn't be super cheap, but you could do it that way.
I was going to say, I could get a wagon, and we've got horses, and you guys could be my bodyguards.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Getting the wagon would be a little pricey, but you could do it.
That would, how pricey?
I would have to look and see. I don't know off the top of my head.
If you would look it up, that'd be...
Do we need a wagon?
Well, if we want to be part of a caravan...
We got horses.
Oh, no, not necessarily. I don't have to be a merchant. I can just be somebody who's trying to get to Waterdeep.
And we're like your bodyguards. That would offer us the freedom of movement. We wouldn't have somebody watching over us.
You could do that.
Somebody's got a disguise hat that could infiltrate.
Yeah, or, you know, keep that on. So.
Well, I'm saying like we pick off a sentry in the night, you know, and then you take on his look. We hide the body.
Well, yeah, that's something to think about in the future, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a 45-day ride.
Anything?
What's it going to cost to...
Yeah, what was the wagon?
If you wanted to buy it, I mean, I don't know what the price of a wagon is. It'd be the price of a wagon.
Or, I mean, what if we just want to ride our horses?
If you just want to ride your horse... I mean, you could join up. You talk.
I'm still asking the price of a wagon. You picked up the book 3 times now. I'm sorry.
I just got it open right there.
I want to know the options.
There should be transportation in there. Should be listed somewhere in there, like wagons and horses and...
Mounts and vehicles.
Yep, should be right there. I don't know how much a wagon or a caravan would be.
Wagon, 25 GP?
35. I'd fucking do that. That's not that expensive.
Well, the thing is that most of the... as Celebon would tell you, most of those wagons he's renting, so I mean you would just have to deliver it safely to his counterpart all the way up in Waterdeep. You could do it.
Okay. How much is the rental?
I'm going to say he's probably going to charge you, given the nature that you're... I mean, he's probably going to charge you a little more than what's on that, but we'll say 50 GP.
For a rental?
What the fuck? This is exactly how he makes money, is because you have no other choice. You can't bring wagons from anywhere else. That's why Baldur's Gate is what it is. That's why you've been seeing him walk things through, is that's how they make their money.
What a fucking monopoly.
Which is why there are lots of groups who make money, like the groups you're meeting up with, just taking things from Waterdeep to Baldur's Gate and then loading up and turning around and going right back to Waterdeep.
So how are they transporting their loot?
They probably got stashed outside the city somewhere.
Well, if they brought it to Baldur's Gate, they can't continue with their wagons. So they'd have to carry it through. It would have to be loaded onto wagons up here, and then they would travel northward.
Okay.
So they're probably paying 50 GP for all 6 or 8 wagons or whatever they're getting.
Gotcha.
Or maybe more if they're buying the wagons outright. I don't know.
Why do we need to even buy a wagon? We're not carrying anything.
Well, it was just for the subterfuge. Like, oh, we're picking up. And
you would realize, since you were interested in money, that if you took on guard duty, you would get paid and you would get fed.
That's true.
That is nice.
We wouldn't have to worry about buying our own rations and everything. All right. Like that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Okay.
Low overhead. That's my motto.
If you go down there, you notice a number of different teamsters who are looking for guards. They just want to hire you on by demonstrating that you have some sort of skill.
Sure.
So I will take persuasion or strength, or persuasion or athletics rolls. Your choice.
Persuasion or athletics?
Yes.
I got a nat 20 plus my 5 for athletics.
Oh, 17.
Okay.
I'm a fucking head guard.
4.
So you guys have no trouble finding work. In fact, you see a number of rich people off to the side who, after, you know, they ask you to show some sort of prowess, like make you lift something or, you know, they want you to do something impressive. So the two of you, I mean, just being all decked out with, you're still in your dragon stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You being all decked out with your Warhammer, they're like, yeah. You know, one of the guys is like, hey, can you come help me, you know, lift this? And you, like, lift up part of the wagon. They're like, okay, yeah, this guy's legit.
Hey, roll a persuasion or an athletics. Just to get on as a guard.
I thought we were being your guard.
No, we're going to get paid, and they'll cover our food.
Persuasion or athletics? Or
yeah, whichever one you want.
Timothy.
Where's my persuasion? I got a 11.
You know, your athletics. Your athletics is zero. Oh, okay.
Plus zero.
All right. So, Lucas, you're hired on as a general guard.
Okay.
One of the merchants wants to hire you on, and as a basic guard, they'll pay you 5 gold for every 10 days.
Okay.
And they'll also take care of any food and water that you need.
Right on.
You two guys, actually, you're offered positions as sergeants, so you guys would be like the people, you would be in charge of 4 or 5 guards.
I got a nat 20, man. Come on.
Are you going to listen? Okay. Chillax.
Sorry!
You are offered the position of merchants, but you also notice a couple of wealthy merchants off to the side who wave you over and say, hey, I'll pay you even extra if you're my personal bodyguard. So you're offered 8 gold plus living expenses to be a sergeant. Or 10 gold plus living expenses to be a direct bodyguard for somebody.
And that's just for the trip, the duration of the trip?
Yeah.
Okay. And the 10 gold is every 10 days?
Yeah.
Okay. So gold a day. I can live with that.
Good.
All right. Then I need you guys to roll a die to see who you're guarding. Hold on a second. One.
What are you doing, 20s?
Roll me a d10.
What'd I get there? I can't see.
One.
1 and 9. So Matt, you are offered, and I'm assuming you accept, his name is Aldor, and he seems to be sort of a conniving, of a conniving, sniveling, weaselly type guy. He doesn't really tell you who he is, or just that his name is Aldor, and that he's going to Baldur's Gate, and he feels like he needs the protection.
All right, Mr. Aldor.
His last name is Stupid Long, so we'll just... Okay. Aldor is his first name.
Aldor Stupid Long.
Aldor?
It's Ern Polsher.
No, we're calling him Aldor Stupid Long.
That's, wow. I like Stupid Long, though. Mr. Aldor, you see that gnome over there with my group?
He looks at the gnome?
He owes me a lot of money. So, if you don't mind, he's going to tag along with us. He's my little personal slave.
He can tag along, but I'm not paying him.
Yeah, no, that's fine, sir. I just want to make sure that you were okay with it as my employer.
He gives him a sideways glance. Make a
told him I was a mage and might be helpful.
Make a persuasion roll.
16.
Alright, but if he causes any trouble, I'm tossing him right out.
That's a deal. You'll find him to be quite talented if you require if you need any extra services. Alright,
it's fine. Paying you to guard me, not to talk.
Alright.
You get waved over by
you being Troy.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what he's carrying?
He's not carrying anything. He appears to be riding on a wagon. He appears to be in charge of nowheres whatsoever.
Fair enough.
He needs a lot of guarding. There's an invisibility cloak over everything he owns.
I don't want there to be word that there's a gnome mage.
You find a...
How many of those can there be in the region?
A male human merchant by the name of Evanmore. On Evanmore.
For being
one. And, he appears to be hauling exotic birds. He's like, "You there? You seem quite strong, are you?"
Yep.
Can you can you lift a wagon?
Sure.
Can you lift an ox?
Probably.
Bullshit.
It's like, I can lift that.
You want to work as my bodyguard?
How much?
He tells you what I told you.
Let me see it.
Now, really, you have to see the gold.
No, I'm just kidding.
Do you see this? This is an extravagant, you know, southern bird of awe.
I'm just breaking your balls.
All right, good. It's like, do you like to drink?
Absolutely.
All right. Do you like to argue?
Sometimes.
Well, you're going to learn, goddammit.
Goddammit. This is a polytheistic society.
Depends on which society you're talking about. Some aren't.
Sorry.
You find that he seems really, like, he acts like he's quick to anger, but he's not. He just wants somebody to gripe with. And so he invites you onto the wagon.
Are you making me a non-playable character?
Making you a non-playable
character? Yeah, that's what it feels like.
I believe it says that he's
drunk and I love to argue with people.
Yeah. It also says that he is generous when pouring drinks, so I guess so, yeah.
And he scraps.
He takes apart wagons for the parts.
You don't sell exotic birds.
He scraps birds.
I bird watch.
And you just find work with a general aspect of the caravan. Yeah, you don't get anything fancy.
I don't get a fancy name.
No. You're just part of the guard. You actually probably get hired as sort of a general guard. There's probably like 10 or 12 people that are just generally tasked with guarding it, and then some people are tasked with guarding specific wagons.
That's okay.
Can I run a perception roll and just try to glean more information about my guy?
Insight.
Insight? 20. Unnat.
You hear someone off the side. What's that? It's like, Is that Aldor? God, he is sleeping down. And you hear someone, some sort of titters and gossipy whispers, from a couple of people off to the side, a couple of guys off to the side, getting the wagon stored.
You said titters.
I didn't.
That's it? That's all the information? Oh my god, Aldor's leaving town?
That's you got an insight roll. That's what you incited.
When are we leaving?
Not tomorrow, but the day after.
Okay. I want to go ask those people some questions.
Yes, sir. Can we help you?
I was just, my new employer. I just wondered, what he's like. You seem to know him. I heard you say his name.
It's like, you're not from Baldur's Gate, are you, sir?
No, sir.
Well, Aldor's a bit of a pariah in town. If you believe rumor, which considering the man's leaving town, there must be some merit to it.
Well, what did he do?
No one's quite for sure, but, one of the best paid lawyers in Baldur's Gate doesn't skimp out of town, on a rail, what I'm saying?
Fair enough. Thank you, I appreciate it, thank you.
Are you guys doing anything else?
I mean, just, can we set up our, when we're leave, like...
Yeah.
You got the Coney Island root beer! Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we just drank some of that this week.
It's pretty good.
Now, I guess I'm playing the manservant part.
Just play the role,
because you're gonna infiltrate. You're gonna get some info.
You're gonna need to probably find some food for the trip.
We got rations, though, right? I mean, why don't you go stock up before we go?
We have 10 days worth of rations.
We each have 10 days worth of rations.
I'm not giving him
a
ration.
It's a 45-day trip.
Where am I going to store 45 days worth?
Put
of
it
rations?
In my gear, dumbass. I'm employed.
I'm sure we can, spread that out amongst all of us and all.
That's
be
true.
To carry it.
If you wanted to,
not
I'd
one
say,
person has to carry all of it.
Logistically speaking, if you wanted to buy an extra 30 days of rations and you split it up amongst yourselves, everyone could carry it.
How much does that cost?
Right. That gives you and Albert freedom to move about the caravan. You see, rations you and then Mister Disguiso over here, we could probably get some good information.
How much are rations?
How much are rations?
Oh.
It was super cheap for a 10 days worth of rations.
Yeah, that was a silver or something.
Five silver for one day.
Oh.
5 silver for one day?
Yeah.
So 150 silver, that's 1.5 gold.
No.
So silver's a nickel, so you get 20 to a gold piece?
I'm sorry.
5 silver.
So 15 gold.
That's 50 cents, yeah.
No.
Huh?
It'd be 25 cents. You said silver's like a nickel.
No, silver's a dime.
No.
Or sorry, yeah, silver's
a dime. The E1 is a dime.
No, silver's a dime.
Is 50 cents. Yeah. 50 cent piece. Silver's a dime, so you're paying 50 cents per ration.
Well, that's not bad. 50 cents for a meal.
Yeah, I mean, 30 gold.
Well, 30 gold would be 60 rations.
Yeah, you only need 30 days of rations.
You need 15 gold, is what you said.
Yeah, that is what I said originally.
Yeah, no, I was agreeing with you the whole time. Okay. Our math just got whopper job. Yeah, so, yeah, if you want... For 15 gold, you can get enough rations, and assuming that all the guys are going to help you carry a little bit extra, then you should be okay. I don't know that you can carry 40 days of rations by yourself, but you can probably carry 20, and if Lucas will carry an extra 10 or 12, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Are you guys good then? Anything else you'd like to do?
I think we're good to go, right?
Everyone, be sure to erase. You spent 7 days in an inn. We'll say it's 2 silver apiece, so that would be 14, so it'd be 1 gold, 4 silver. It's 1 gold, 4 silver for the inn that you guys have stayed in for the last 7 days.
Okay.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Per person, right?
Yeah. Per person.
I had a question about our little trip. Do you guys think I should pick up another weapon? To keep my trident put away? Because a big armed cleric looking guy with a trident.
It's going to be a little hard to hide a trident.
Yeah. I put it in that empty wagon.
What empty wagon?
The one that my guys got.
You've been carrying a trident around for the last week anyways.
It doesn't matter. You've got a trident.
You're all of a sudden just gonna disappear?
Everybody knows.
He's not. He's. You get the idea that he's paid passage on the wagon. Like, you're going to have to walk.
Does it break down into like three pieces?
I'm riding a horse.
I mean, it's a unique weapon, but it isn't.
It's not unheard of.
Is it like a sniper trident? You can break it down and put it in a case.
It's got a scope on it. I love that idea so much.
It collapses, then you like pull it apart and it's like...
It takes like 15 minutes to get it all together.
I got to hang upside down like a doorway, like a blind man's cane. Putting it together.
You got to oil it, clean it.
There are many tridents like this.
This one is mine. I was scrapping a laser disc player.
This is my trident.
Metal jacket laser disc in it.
Nice. It's 1 gold, 4 silver for the 7 nights you guys stayed at the inn. Jeff.
Thank you.
We ready to go?
Yeah.
Just take the money out.
Shut up! If you really want to steal 1 gold, 4 silver from me, it's not that big of a deal. But, I mean, you know, let's keep some relevance in the game here.
The good guys, come on.
I need to gain some cash pretty quick because I used all my money.
What would you guys like to do? I mean, you're riding out, yeah?
Yeah, we're going. Are we leaving? Next day, we're leaving? Are we good? Anything else you guys want to do?
No, I'm good.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys begin traveling. Now this...
Wait, no, I want to go see a show before we go.
Okay.
Are the Rec Kids in town?
So, as we set off, if at any point, so the way
I don't have coconuts,
I have some somewhere. I think they're in a box in the attic. So as you guys move through, basically, if there's anything you want to do, if there's anyone you want to talk to, whatever, just speak up. It's a 40-day trip, and obviously things are going to happen, but it's not, you know, not everything happens every day. Like, this trip, you're going to have to rest every sixth or seventh day for the horses and stuff. Some nights you'll be staying in stables. Some nights you'll be camping on the open road. Some nights you'll be eating cold dinner because they're afraid to set a fire. Other nights you'll be sitting around and drinking with your employers, in Xander's case.
Rewind 5 seconds before we technically leave. Do you want to change your appearance, or do you want to just be what you've been?
Well, they already hired that elf.
I'm saying before that. Okay. I'm just kind of bringing it up, like, retroactively, I guess.
No, I don't think there's a point. I mean, they know what I look like now, so.
Okay.
I think getting that hat was a really great idea.
It's going to be useful later, I promise.
The deck of cards, not so sure.
It's not the deck he thought he had.
This is gold.
It's not the deck I thought he had.
No, I knew I wasn't getting a deck of many things.
Okay. All right. So, you guys set off, yeah?
Yeah.
I really don't like the way this is set up in this book, so we're just going to make it up as we go along. All right. You gallop off. First day passes.
I'm going to talk to my guy.
Okay.
Where'd you come across these birds at?
Like, oh, well, you know, it's I work out of Baldur's Gate, and you've got a nice... He expounds on the peculiarities of the market and exotic birds, and how some birds you can purchase them, and if you slaughter them at a certain time, their feathers will change different colors. They make these beautiful coats, and how these women use these boas and stuff made out of these very particular birds, and he will talk your ear off for days.
Did you just make that shit up?
I mean, it says that he has exotic birds.
But the whole thing about them...
That's kind of why I did
the feathers changing colors when you kill them and shit? Or is that like a D&D thing?
That's a thing that happened as I started speaking. It's called improvisation.
But I the thought market, it was called brain see, throw up.
The market is, you know, see, Waterdeep doesn't have a viable port, so Baldur's Gate is the farthest realistic northern port for these southern exotic birds. So
wait, Waterdeep doesn't have any deep water?
No. Not deep enough. The birds, like see, the problem is, so if you look at, he shows you his very special caravan, and he's like, if you notice here, as he lifts it up, and there are all these birds in individual cages and stuff. In this setup, I'm able to keep them warm, more to the tropical climate that they're used to. The problem with the ship is, you know, below decks, they don't get any sun, they start to get a little malnourished, the color changes on the feathers, and you just can't get, you know, the price that you can. So I make the overland trek. Is that what you were looking for, Troy? Looking for, like, 2 minutes of bullshit?
I just wanted to see what he came up with.
There you go.
That was interesting.
That's the next 2 days of Troy's life. Anyone else?
I would like to ask my guy something. Ollivander, what was his name?
Aldor. Aldor Earn Slip Snort or something stupid.
Earn Slip Snort.
Stupid law.
Aldor. Aldor.
I'm so named my next Aldor.
While I'm protecting you, I just want you to know if there's anything in particular I need to be on the lookout for, sir.
Brigands.
Just any... Okay, there's nobody... You seem to be really ready to get out of, whatever, Helm's Deep.
Are you suggesting something?
No.
Are you accusing me of something?
I think you're misinterpreting what I'm saying, sir.
Good. Just you know, keep your hand on your sword and make sure that we get safe to Waterdeep.
Okay. I'm just saying one of us needs a nap.
How far away are we from Mondath in this group?
Perception check?
From him or everybody?
Really shit perception check. Anybody else want to try that?
Really shit perception check.
You just keep rolling until you get a 20.
Let's just say I got a 20.
Yeah, let's just say
I got a worse one.
Mondath isn't there.
I've had a 4 and 3
20.
And 5.
Hey, you got a 20. Hey, guess what? Mondath's not there.
So
all
the,
she stayed in the town?
The, what did you call it? It's not a litter. What is it? The thing
the
that
palanquin.
Right. So they're not carrying Resmir either through here either.
Nope.
Are we traveling with companions of hers?
You do notice the guy that you had recognized before does seem so. Everyone's sort of traveling in a caravan, but you see certain segments. So like Matt is riding with Aldor on one wagon of a train of 4 wagons. The wagon that Troy is working with is sort of all by itself. It's the only wagon carrying exotic words. You're guarding the wagons that are part of that train that Matt is on that has 6 or 7 of them together. You also notice that the guy that you saw at Celebon's is sort of segmented off a little bit, and there's like 6 or 7 wagons in that group.
Okay.
So after several days' ride, you get the idea that the stuff is here. Mondath and Resmir are not.
So what I'm asking is he the only one from
the metagame? Are we going the right way?
Yeah.
Should we have gone after Mondath? Like, we've already made our bed, now we're sleeping in it, that's right. Fine. But should we have gone after Mondath?
I mean, you get this sense of... toss me insight roll.
No, I'm asking, not character.
17.
Oh, never mind, I got 22. 15.
You realize that there is a group that has segmented themselves off from the rest of the caravan that's led by one of the men that you saw get wagons at Celebon's. Like, they circle up away from the rest of the group. They don't tend to talk to the rest of the group. The first couple days out of Blackgate, you go through a number of small villages, and, like, additional people hop on the caravan and stuff like that. They constantly refuse anyone, and they refuse to associate with anybody. So you would make the assumption that they're all cult members.
So I'm trying to figure out, are they close enough for me to hear anything that they're saying?
You would have to wander away from your guard duties and try and get... They're farther behind. You would have to wander back there, and you'd have to try and instill yourself in that group.
Man, you really need to do the whole kill one of them in the middle of the night and, like, infiltrate.
I can't do that right now. We're walking.
Well, in the middle of the night, I said, dick.
All right. How many days have we traveled and stuff by now?
A few. Less than a 10-day.
Flash forward.
This last night that you camped, it started raining pretty heavily.
Are the birds safe?
It's a good thing I'm wearing a hat.
It is.
Now, will his illusion appear to be one. Wet?
What? Or does the rainwater pass through the illusion?
Because, I mean, that's essentially what it says, is if, yeah.
That's why he just changed the color of his skin and his hair.
But still, like...
The structure is there. All it's... The only thing the illusion's doing is changing the color.
Like, I can but still it's just touch an illusion. You. It's not like a ghost.
I'm
going to
assume that if it's like, it's not like rain, like pitter patter. It's like the wagons are almost blown over. Like you're going to have to stop for shelter, kind of.
What I'm saying is, you can tell when somebody is wet.
Right, but what I'm saying is he's probably pulled up his cloak and is completely bundled up so that you can't see him anyway.
Yeah,
it's a legitimate. It's a legitimate concern.
I agree.
Yeah.
So it storms all through the night. You make a very slow, halting march through the rest of the day. It storms the next day. Just
you want to knock this storm out? Come on. is this your thing?
You awaken the next morning to see that the entire road, the fields, everything within sight is covered with fungus.
Mm.
Just mushrooms everywhere.
Are they magic mushrooms?
Do you have a nature check?
Nat 20.
9.
A nat 20.
Did you roll a nature check?
Yeah, 9.
Okay. You two both wonder whether or not they're poisonous.
No, I'm wondering whether or not they're hallucinogenic. That's why I said magic. That's why I said magic mushrooms.
No, I don't think you need to be tripping balls in your magic fucking hat.
I just start changing like a fucking chameleon.
As you guys walk over, you start to notice it's still misting a little bit, and you know the teams are all pulled up, and you guys are looking at the mushrooms near you, and you're looking at the mushrooms, and someone steps on one of the mushrooms, and when they step on the mushroom, it screams like a human audible scream. And, like, all of a sudden you see the horses kick back and everyone's kind of freaking out. And all of a sudden more mushrooms are trampled and more people start to scream and more people start to scream. The mushrooms that you guys are looking at off to the side, which you don't touch because you see, you know, them sort of exploding in powder and screaming. You see that they're growing. Like, you see them growing. They've almost doubled in size. As you've been
standing. Oh my god, is there some kind of fucking mushroom that turns into a thing and eats us?
Kinda.
Oh, it's the magic mushrooms of Daltagoth.
Within an hour, they're 6 inches.
We're just sitting here watching them grow?
I mean, each one you run into screams and sends a puff of spores into the air.
I was saying, would we not why just are we
stop?
Still
like, yeah, can yeah. we just stop walking? Then
the caravan is just going through this?
Yeah.
No, the caravan is stopped. They're like, what?
That's what
are
I'm
we
saying.
Doing?
Yeah, let's stop the caravan. Saying,
as you're stopped and you're watching them, you're visibly seeing them. It's like watching those nature films and fast forward. You know how you see it grow?
Yeah.
You're seeing them get bigger and bigger. As you're
you said
watching.
It grows 6 inches an hour. That's not that scary.
6 inches? I said it's 6 inches an hour?
That's what you just said.
You said in 1 hour it grew 6 inches, yes.
Yeah. So as you're watching it, over an hour, it got to be... It started out this big. You woke up and there was a field of them, you know, 2 inches
inch
tall.
High, yeah.
And then now they're 6 inches. And you don't see any side of them stopping. You see several merchants are screaming that they're poisonous and that we're all going
there
to die.
There's no way of knowing how fast these mushrooms are growing.
I hate you.
Somebody out there
so
is laughing at that
no,
joke.
Not. That's not a joke.
Shut up.
I like
Beth it. Terry will leave me a comment.
She'll love it.
All right.
Because she's not a hater of things like Matt is.
Wait a minute. I hypocrite. You God. Hypocritical
what
motherfucker.
It's on your side.
All right. The mushrooms continue to grow. You see, like I said, when someone touches them, they explode in spores and people start screaming.
So are they
I'm
taking damage?
I'm covering my mouth.
Yeah.
Are these people taking damage? That's the question.
You're not sure because they're freaking out. You guys, your role is good enough that they don't seem poisonous to you.
All right. Well, I mean, I got a nat 20, so I know exactly what the fuck these things are. And I say we're safe. So we need to keep going before these things grow tall enough that we can't get through anymore. We need to go. Go, go, go. They're not poisonous, so settle down, fuckers.
Roll a persuasion check.
Until they grow legs and arms and try to kill you.
You're talking to the entire caravan.
Persuasion. 13.
You see one person, they're like, okay, yeah, I mean, you seem like a knowledgeable dude. And he starts walking off, and it's just scream after scream with every step he takes. And he walks about 5 feet and then freaks out and runs back to the caravan.
Okay.
Somebody needs a sanity check.
He failed his sanity. let me check. Yeah, he failed his sanity check. He's like cowering in up against the wagon.
I take out my trident and stab a mushroom just to see what happens.
It screams and disappears.
Disappears?
I mean, it explodes in a puff. Spores.
Okay. Just start cutting them down, guys. Come on.
Do the spores hurt him?
Make me a constitution save. Roll and add your constitution.
18.
You feel fine. Like, it's a little weird that it keeps screaming in pain like you're torturing some small seal, but...
Alright, well, let's just mow down the mushrooms as we walk, I guess. And...
Wait, I want to pour a little water on one.
Okay.
What happens?
It gets wet.
It gets wet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't there when it was raining. I'm just checking.
They're about a foot tall now.
Yeah, okay, we're going through the mushrooms.
Are you going to clear them out?
Yeah, at least a path for us to walk through?
Yeah, I'm leading my wagon with my guy in it. Let's go.
I'll follow his lead and just start mowing them down as we walk.
Okay. Constitution save?
I'm just kind of swinging my trident as I go.
What am I adding?
Like a weed whacker.
You're adding your constitution modifier.
18.
Okay. You don't seem to have a problem.
Cool. Everyone, do what I'm doing. Shink, shink.
You see a couple of people try.
Cover your mouths.
Well, that went far.
By the window.
Man. Lucky for you, all these people seem to be okay. You suddenly notice that several more of the guards that you're sort of with, they sort of like, okay, yeah, we can do this. And they start stepping up with their swords. Actually, one of them goes and he finds a broom off of, off the back of the wagon. And he just starts pushing the path and just starts scraping them off the ground and just hideous screams. But okay. They seem to be clearing the path.
Well, let's roll.
Anyone else? Clearing the path? Nope. And you still got your mouth covered up?
Mm-hmm.
I
said I covered my mouth too, thank you.
Okay, I'm just making sure. It takes you about 3 hours to clear a path, because it's massive.
Okay.
But you eventually clear a path on the road and continue onward.
Okay.
Alright.
What happens if you just like pluck one out of the ground?
It screams and explodes and spores all over you.
I didn't want to do that.
Roll a constitution check.
Alright. That's good.
What am I? 16?
Yeah, you're fine. Like, it's weird, but you're fine.
It's weird.
Okay. You guys continue adventuring.
Yay!
Okay.
Out of character. What the fuck are we supposed to do with the damn mushrooms?
I told you I didn't like this section of the book, but I'm going to play it the way it's written.
What the fuck? Do you, like, can we plant, can we, like, scoop up the dirt and plant one and keep it in a little pot?
You try.
No, I don't want to.
It'll explode. It doesn't matter.
It'll just get big enough so the explosion of spores is huge and no.
All right. You guys continue riding.
I kill what I don't understand.
Is there anybody else around that we can talk to?
Or... Oh, yeah. I've got loads of NPCs. Who would you like to talk to?
I don't know.
I'll talk to the lady that's all green.
Anybody who has... Does anybody know what the hell these mushroom things were that we just went through?
Anyone who would know.
I'm just asking in general.
That guy over there rolled the nat 20, does.
I'm asking in general, so if anyone knows, they can speak up.
Matt did. Matt would have figured it out. Took him a minute, but he figured out what it is. I don't know how he has such a good nature check, but...
My years as a sailor.
As why you know fungi?
Yeah.
No, Matt would know that it's called, I think it's called Fungus Humongous. They scream. People commonly plant them in caves as traps for people exploring dungeons and so forth. So likely there was an underground cave, and the rainwater encouraged them to grow above said cave.
And that's all they do? Like, the spores don't hurt people?
No. Spores are perfectly fine.
It's just an alarm.
So you had us roll the constitution check just to be a dickbag?
Just to see whether you were strong-stomached enough to keep cutting down things that were screaming like puppies when you
Why they gotta be puppies?
All of a sudden they're puppies.
When they were people, I was okay with it, but puppies? Puppies is a different story.
Puppies now got a hard on.
Sand check. What?
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Speaking of puppy.
As you guys are traveling along, you you notice that there's a one of the caravans is constantly lagging behind, and it seems like the horses are pulling slower and slower, and it's like guy just seems to be angry, seems to scream a lot, beat the horses a lot, but he's pulling things very slowly. Not one that any of you guys are associated with. Probably tangentially the one that Lucas is guarding.
So if I spin around and say, hey, you need some help?
He's screaming. He's like, you know, it's like, damn, horses, you know, can't pull anymore. I'm going to have to put them down. Can I buy your horse off of you?
No.
You owe me 200 gold pieces.
Like, I'm going to get rid of my horse? It's an easy transportation. But for free, no less.
Yeah. He just keeps screaming and beating the horse, which, nature roll.
I mean, I don't mean to beat a dead horse. Okay, what?
Wouldn't it be animal roll. Handling?
Yeah, good call. Animal handling.
Yeah, I was thinking of maybe if I can calm the horse with my 8, he's not going to want to do shit, so.
And the horse doesn't look like in good shape. Maybe it's sick.
I can't cure a horse. Or can I? Can I cure a horse? Is that a thing?
I mean, it would be an animal handling roll.
Oh, it's not a medicine or anything?
Come get me.
I don't know. Do any of you guys have really good animal handling?
I have a 4.
Okay. I call on my good pal. Hey, you know anything about horses?
I know you sit on the top part.
Oh. Oh, I've been doing this wrong the whole time.
Hey, man, what you hauling? As I inspect the horse. Oh, what the fuck? Does that count as an 18?
Yeah.
So 22.
The horse appears to be severely malnourished. It also looks like he's not taking the kit off at night because the horse appears to be chafing around the bridle and harness and stuff.
Hey, what you hauling there, buddy?
He is, you would know after a few days, his name is Bade Seshpol. He is a half-elf merchant, and he appears to be hauling beer.
What are you feeding your horse, sir?
He's like, oh, you know, and bucket feed. Why? Why does it matter?
It doesn't look like he's eating enough, and you need to take the yoke off of him at night.
He's like, do you presume to tell me how to take care of my horses? I've been riding up and down this trail plenty of times. I can't help it if the damn horses can't take care of themselves.
Okay, if you fall behind, you get left behind. Do you understand that, sir?
He's like, you've got a horse. How much you want for your horse?
200 gold pieces. And a bucket of beer.
It's like, that is outrageous.
Supply and demand. So you want to take my advice?
I thought that was low.
Trying to recoup my losses on Elfie.
I would have been out of 500, but probably horse ain't worth that much.
He's like, he realizes he's got a couple of people with him. He starts sending one around, and one of the guys starts asking if they can buy one of the extra horses that one of the other caravans has.
What are you going to do with this other horse when you get a new one?
Kill it. What else do you do with a pack animal?
Yeah. When you get it replaced, I'll buy this one off of you.
All right. I'll sell it to you for 50 gold.
It is not worth 50 gold, sir. All right. And as you can see, I don't need a horse. I'm just willing to take it off your hands so that you don't have to worry about leaving the carrion out and attracting, you know, predatory animals and things.
Well, it's fine. It'll probably make it another day or two. Up here, there's this ditch, and I'll just slit its throat and toss it down the gully.
What do you... Okay. Out of character. I don't like this guy. I kind of want to kill him.
I mean, can't you just intimidate him and do it that way? Or persuade him? I don't know. I mean,
I don't know why you're trying to reason with him. He's obviously already not taking good care of the horse. Like,
for a guy who doesn't care about his horse, he really wants to kill his own horse. It's a little weird. He's not willing to give it to you, but he's willing to kill it. So, that's the thing.
He's an asshole, and he sees that you want to help the horse, and he doesn't give shit.
Yeah.
He showed your hand.
All right.
If you save the horse, then you have two good horses. Then you can sell it back to him.
What was his name? Bade?
I think it's Bade.
Listen, Bade.
There's no law on the road, so I want you to know that what you do to the horse is going to come back on you.
Is that a threat? You've...
Yes.
Intimidation roll?
13.
He doesn't seem all that intimidated by you. He kind of nods and is like, okay, sure.
Oh, I do a little stretch and kind of accidentally, queer quotes, flash one of my swords.
No. He said he's at the back because he's falling behind?
No, he's not falling behind. I mean, oh. He's beating the crap out of this horse, you can tell. But, I mean, he's keeping up all right. You can tell he's been the one who's been providing libations to, like, the guy that hired Xander.
Is it possible for me to sacred flame something that's not a living thing? Like, add the intimidation?
I guess it depends on what sacred flame lists as. You probably have to target something.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you have to target a person.
Am I able to do it covertly enough that people can't tell?
I mean, he sacred flamed the grease before, so it doesn't have to be a living thing.
I would assume it's not that people aren't going to tell, though.
That it was me?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to wave your hands around and say and cast out, you know, evocations to your dark god.
Just take your time to put together your...
There's a bunch of guys around the wagons up front. That are cultists who hang out with clerics all the time.
I know. I know.
They have giant flying reptilian friends.
Matt pulls out a case and starts putting together his sniper trident.
Like, I can cast silence around him and just beat the
fuck
out of him.
He pulls his trident out of his sheath.
Puts a silencer on his trident. three prongs, three silencers.
Is he the only person on his wagon? Does he have guards?
Yeah, he is. And he has someone who's armed and someone in robes.
Fair enough. If you attack him, you're probably going to get attacked.
That's fine.
All right, it's your fight.
Oh, okay, thanks, Dick.
I don't give a shit about the horse.
I just say you've been warned, and then I go back up by...
You're presuming a lot for the rest of us to come to your aid.
All right.
And I go back towards Allander or whatever.
So another day or two passes. We'll say another day passes. And you guys stop at what's kind of going to be like the last bit of civilization before you... You know, one of the last bits of civilization before you get to Waterdeep. And you actually get to stop at a tavern. So you get to... Now, the caravans pay to stable at the caravan. And they let the party of the caravan stay outside. But if you guys would like, you could try and pay for rooms. You're going to have to fight for the rooms from everybody else. But if you'd like to pay for a room, you could. Actually, to be fair, you would have to fight. Yaz would have to fight for a room. You guys probably would be able to stay, like, on the floor of the person that you're bodyguarding.
Yeah.
So you're going to be stuck outside. Either way, you guys are in the inn. It's evening. People are drinking. So I'm assuming you guys are kind of hanging out, doing that sort of thing. When you see a large group of...
Oh, my God. I just had a thought. I'm sorry. You should totally have Olivia go, like with the bird guy. He's just like, what the f*** is with this bird, this owl? Why does it keep sitting here? I'm sorry.
You guys noticed that, we'll go with perception checks, actually.
20.
Not 20.
I
got a 14. 1.
Alright, so
fail.
Xander and Zebul, you both noticed that there's this group of, like, really flashy adventurers, like really shiny armor, and they're all pumped, and they're like animatedly talking to a bunch of people, and you can see they're sort of standing up and waving their swords in the air as they animatedly talk about what you assume is slaying something or other. But there's a group of these people yelling and screaming over. You know, you guys are off in one corner; they're somewhere else, and you can clearly hear the laughs and cheers and applause as people are listening to their story.
Can we tell, like, what they, like you say, they're a group of adventurers, like, what are they, what's their constitution, what are they made up of?
You notice a couple of people in, like, heavy armor, a couple of people in leather armor, and one individual wearing a robe.
So, like, another D&D group, essentially.
On the other side of the world right now, there is somebody that's playing this game right now, and they're at this point.
Turned and looked at you.
Yeah. Like, if there was a fourth wall, we would Deadpool it right now and look into the camera.
You're in the inn, and just in a caravan full of assholes comes in.
Feel free, fans anywhere around the world, to throw in these doofuses in a random inn somewhere north of Baldur's Gate.
Oh, that's funny.
I'll grab a drink and join them.
Okay. Then you're hearing, there's one guy who's dressed up in very shiny, like, gold armor, and he's waving around a, you know, broadsword, and he's like, and then they advanced on us. With one death swipe, I took down the dragonborn. He's like, as she threw a spell and destroyed the, you know, then just on and on and on about this, just this most epic climactic battles that you've ever seen.
So he just explained the battle that we had in the dungeon.
So he, you say awesome his armor looks shiny, like very clean,
brand new.
Yeah, very very clean.
Everybody in the group looks very clean.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, okay. they look nice.
Okay.
They put on their adventuring vest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's bullshit.
Yeah, can I request these gentlemen? Can I talk to these guys?
Yeah, you can if you want.
So, what kind of adventurers are you? Do you protect the weak?
Well, we go wherever the coin is, obviously. You know, we travel the road and do as best we can. And he's like, allow me to introduce myself. He introduced himself as Sir Jan Deere. And this is my merry band.
Jan Deere? Yeah. Is that a soft J? Is he a tractor magnate?
Y-A-N-D-I-R, Jan Deere. Sure. Okay. And he introduces you to the whole gang.
Yeah, what do you charge for your services?
Oh.
Jan Deere.
You know, it depends. It just depends on the job, of course. I'm sure you gentlemen know.
These guys are famous. It's Jan Deere and the Merry Band.
Yeah.
What about your discretion?
Would you
take a discreet job, something that's not so flashy?
I mean, we go where the work is, sir. And right now I hear the work is north, towards Waterdeep.
Yeah, that's where we're heading.
Oh, good. We're talking about, you know, perhaps being added on to the caravan.
I feel like I know where you're going with this. I want them to
go free the horse.
You have to pay him.
I don't want to pay him to free the horse. You know,
buy him another beer. Maybe he'll just do it.
You gentlemen could catch the attention of some of the more wealthy merchants if you maybe did a feat of strength and cunning.
We hadn't thought of that. That's a very clever idea. Perhaps we could be hired on as bodyguards or something.
That's how we did it.
Really?
Yep.
Please explain to me how. What did you do exactly?
Well, they had us do a couple of tests of strength and, you know, some different feats, our weaponry and what have you. Back in Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Back in Baldur's Gate. But since we're on the road, I would probably go a little more independent if I were you.
Well, I will take that into advisement, good sir.
Jim?
Good Sir Jim.
I'm Jim.
Ah. Well, excellent Jim.
You know, is Bade in the room?
Probably, yeah. You notice that several of the other people are telling another adventurer of how they took on, a number of goblins and kobolds who are being controlled by an evil drow sorcerer, and they're telling another story of how they've launched into the dungeon.
Now, sir, I won't stand for any drow racism in there. I know a very nice drow.
No, you don't.
Not in this room.
No, I know one that's committed matricide.
He's a good man.
I bet.
He does all right.
Here, if you want to get in good with the merchants, there's one gentleman over there in that corner with his bodyguards who has seemingly pissed off everybody around him, and I bet if you can best them in battle... That's really going to play in your favor if you're hired on. What do you think?
We'll take that under advisement.
Also, he said he f***ed your mother.
He gives you a sideways glance.
Fornicated, I'm sorry. Polite terms. Yes. Been on the road a while.
Well, I look forward to traveling with you, Sir Jim. And he sort of turns and goes back to his group as they talk about how they valiantly then slew the ambush drakes.
Are there backs towards Bade?
Want them to be?
I'm just asking.
Sure.
Okay. I'm just give them lay the land.
The night passes. Is there anything else you're gonna do?
I wanna go cut the horse free.
You're gonna try and do that?
Yeah, why not?
Give me an
intel. I wanna look. Is there guards and shit around the caravan on the inside?
I mean, like, all of Lucas's people are sleeping out in the barn with the caravan.
Okay, so the caravan's parked in the barn?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Yaz, come here, buddy. Talk to him for a minute.
So,
you still got that hat on?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I need you to take the hat off real quick, put it back on, and look like Bade.
And then?
And then I need you to go let your horse go free. Just walk it right out of the barn. If you do that, I will wipe away half of the debt you owe me.
And if I get caught?
You won't get caught. You're Bade. You're freeing your own fucking horse. He's inside asleep.
You're assuming they're the same shape.
If anybody says anything to you, just be a complete asshole to them. They'll think it's normal.
It's normal. I honestly don't give a shit about that horse.
Okay, that's fine. Do you give a shit about the 100 gold that I'm going to take out of your ass?
I'll pay you back eventually.
Come on! Help me out, Lucas. I think this will be fun. I'm trying to make it fun.
All right, I take the hat off, I put it back on, and I look like Bade.
Yeah.
So, in the middle of the bar?
No, we're out the barn.
Out by the barn. So, outside of the barn.
Outside of the barn where nobody can see us, because everybody's inside the barn. So it's just the two of us.
I need to go inside and be seen so that they know it wasn't me.
He just sharted.
Gross. Did you shart, really?
Yeah.
I was concerned. Fuck you. I need you to go inside and be seen so that they know it wasn't me, since I have a beef with Bade over the fucking horse. I need you to go free him, okay?
All right.
So
I walk in, I find my horse.
And I'm back. I'm in the bar having a drink. Yep. People can see that I'm inside.
As Bade.
Okay.
I look at the horse and say, maybe I should let you go. And unhook all the equipment and just let her go.
You got a leader.
Make
outside,
me an animal handling roll?
I don't have good animal handling.
Well, you're handling an animal, sorry.
What, taking off a yoke needs animal handling?
No, convincing the horse to like just meander off on its own.
Well, it doesn't have to leave. I'm just taking off the shit. She's free to do whatever she wants. I don't care where she goes.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
you gotta get it out of the fucking barn so it can wander away.
I don't have to.
Alright.
Nat 20.
Horse is free? You walk the horse out and the horse is like, fuck this, and just
okay.
Wanders off.
The horse threw up a deuces.
Now I take my hat off. Take my hat off and put it back on and become back who I was. Alright. Problem solved.
Thank you. I freed a horse.
Yep. Yeah, you did.
And cool. Now I owe you less money.
Yep. You only owe me 100 gold. I appreciate it. Thank you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, that's no problem.
After an eventful wait in Baldur's Gate, the party finally heads north with the cult's horde. It remains to be seen whether the road or their enemies will prove more dangerous. Can they survive the hazards ahead? Or will the Sword Coast be their final resting place? Find out in the next episode of Brothel D&D.
There is no way of knowing how fast these mushrooms are growing.
I hate you.